some point in your life, take a moment to remember the brave sailors who sadly lost their lives as a result of Pearl Harbor and that surprise attack by the Japanese. 2,200 in all. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Here we are again at the crossroads of yet another week, closer and closer to the tail end of 2009. A lot of people excited to be looking in the rearview mirror at 2009 and hopeful about 2010. Hopeful in the sense that perhaps things will turn around a tad, whether it comes to housing or the economy or whatever we're looking down the road at in the future. Let's hope we continue to be talking about the things that we can talk about on these airwaves and others across this great nation. That's why they call it freedom. And I like to say this every once in a while. I invite anybody with any opinion to join us at any point during the conversation. Don't feel like your point of view is not representative, because it is. You just have to make the point. If you don't agree with some of the things you're hearing, call in and offer up your solutions as to whatever it is. Speaking of solutions, they're talking about them, if you believe in global warming, that is, especially in light of some of those emails that were released from being hacked into that scientist's office in the UK. Boy, it was more than unfortunate, the timing of that release, at least some would say that. So you have almost 200 nations in Copenhagen to talk about climate and whether or not there can be some kind of an accord on some of the emission standards, etc. In the meantime, before he left, the president, of course, because he's accepting an award in Oslo, the Nobel Prize, you might have heard, the president took time to push his agenda for healthcare reform on the Hill with the Senate Dems. He met on Sunday, not a question and answer session or any of that sort of stuff, just more of a rally the troops kind of moment for Obama, encouraging the passage of the health care bill without talking specifically about any of the issues surrounding it, either the abortion issue or anything else, public option, any of that kind of thing. It was more a rah-rah, which the president is good at. So he was there, and included in the group, of course, the usuals, which would be the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who is trying to get that Democratic consensus on especially the public option and some of the other things that threaten the ability of his party to overcome a GOP filibuster. And I'll tell you, it's day by day, depending on who you talk to in Washington, this thing changes. I really, truly believe, even though they work through the weekend, I'd really be surprised if you see a full vote before the break for the holidays, because you're really talking 2.5 weeks before that happens, and I just do not think that's going to happen. Well, this wasn't a vote situation, but it was a life and death situation in a sense. I don't know if you know about this story, but it's worth mentioning. Amanda Knox, this young woman who was in Italy studying abroad, and she had a roommate named Meredith Kircher. And what happened was that Meredith Kircher was murdered, killed, whatever, and now found guilty of that was this American woman, Amanda Knox, and her Italian boyfriend, Raffaello Solito. They were found guilty of the killing of the British student. So the family released a statement saying that they were very pleased with the decision. It's not about celebration because their sister was brutally murdered, but they feel as though that justice was served here. Knox and her boyfriend were found guilty on Friday. This was a sensational trial. Knox was given a 26-year sentence, the Italian 25. Both, of course, are going to appeal. They were convicted on all charges except for theft. And what they were accused of initially was staging a robbery to cover up the killing, her killing. And they say that about $444 was discovered missing from her purse. So in addition to what happened here, the two of them have to pay 5 million euros to the family. Knox, the American, has to pay 60,000 to the guy that she falsely accused of the killing. So it's a very convoluted thing that's happened with this young woman, and there are people that believe that really she was set up, that she was not guilty of this, and it was the fact that she was an American, and they're trying to make an example of her. So you've got the senator from Washington, which is where she's from, who's pushing to try to see a reversal of this. And then, of course, her attorney is going to file an appeal. And as I said, this was a sensational trial that got massive coverage. The jury reached its verdict after deliberating about 11 hours on the 11 counts. Now, in an Italian court, the way they do things, the jurors have to submit an explanation of how they received their decision to the judge within 90 days. And they call it jury motivation, and then they make it public. Prosecutors actually had asked for a sentence of life in prison, because in Italy they do not have the death penalty. And she continued to proclaim her innocence and saying that she was set up. And there have been people all over the world, including in the United States, that were sending Amanda Knox messages of support and whatnot. It's a very, very strange, twisted story, but a cautionary tale, I think, for anybody who goes overseas, depending on how deep they get involved. And I think sometimes especially with these kids that are going to school, they don't realize what the partying and some of the drugs can lead to. And hey, she might have been complicit in this. But from the evidence that I saw, you certainly can make a case for the other way, too, absolutely. But 26 years in prison, I guess time off for good behavior, probably looking at maybe 18 years unless something comes up over there. Hey, over the weekend, you might have taken the time, because this is a time when a lot of people end up going to movies, holiday time, you know, just to kind of get away from all the hustle-bustle thing. And this is a movie I actually want to see, and we're going to try to get one of the stars from the movie on, but it's called Blindside. And over the weekend, it raked in 20 million plus, so I guess it was number one. And it's a true story about a football player who came from, you know, basically nowhere and ended up becoming an incredible player for I don't want to give away the whole story. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to dance around it. It's a football drama, basically, where you have a kid who had nothing who suddenly is taken in by this family, and he becomes this superstar player. I mean, really, the ace of the team. Like I said, true story. It definitely hit home with movie fans, because 20-plus million, not bad for a debut. Sandra Bullock is the star, by the way, of that one. Stay with us.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights, and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all have to fight germs, but can your antibiotic beat the germ-fighting power of oil of oregano? The International Journal of Food Microbiology says that oil of oregano is one of nature's most powerful germicides, effectively killing a wide range of bacteria and fungi. Oil of oregano can be used daily for those prone to getting sick. The active biochemical in oregano oil is the phenyl carvacrol, which circulates in the blood with antimicrobial action. Oil of oregano is known to be a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasitic oil. And don't be surprised to learn that oil of oregano is a powerful painkiller, too. Buy your oil of oregano from HealthTruthReveal.com. Our oil of oregano is 100% guaranteed true wild oregano. Call us toll-free at 800-593-6273. 800-593-6273. That's 800-593-6273. Or go to HealthTruthReveal.com. Health Truth Revealed. Keeping you informed, keeping you healthy.
Coming up in sports shorts, Bama and Hook'em Horns. Yeah, you guessed it, Alabama and Texas for all the marbles in college football. Also, pro stuff. Did anybody nail the score? You're going to be surprised by what I have to tell you at the tail end of this hour. But right now, let's talk security with Robert Siciliano. He joins us now. I mean, how do you take care of yourself as far as your personal safety and prevent some of the things that are happening to people, the great giant ripoffs, including the starting with the first base, the your identity being stolen and where you go from there. He's a security consultant for intelligence.com. Hey, Robert, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
That's great. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's intellius.com.
Thank you. Intellius, okay. Hey, Robert, first of all, how big, I think it's just become bigger, right? It's almost a dumb question to ask you, but it used to be the commercials we would see where the old lady's identities got ripped off and it was some young stud guy who was in Las Vegas trying to make the point that anybody could steal your identity, but I think it's become that much bigger. You certainly would know better than I. Has it gotten that much bigger?
Yeah, it's about 10 million people every single year are being victimized by this crime. Government agencies could stop this whole thing cold, but they're really not doing anything about it. Not enough about it. You have banks and retailers and others lobbying against all the necessary security to protect citizens, and they're just not doing anything. So in the end, the consumer, the citizen, ends up holding the ball.
Yeah, because they don't want to have to pay for any of that kind of stuff, right?
Well, government essentially is lobbied by special interest retailers, bankers that ultimately can stop this thing cold. But you see, if to stop it cold, it means freezing credit across the board. It means that I can't access your credit, you can't access my credit, retailers, bankers can't access your credit, meaning your credit's frozen. And the only way that anybody can access it is if you give them permission to do so. See, right now, credit's wide open as we know it.
Sure.
And because it's wide open, meaning that anybody can access anybody's credit and grant them credit, then it makes it easy for identity thieves to do the exact same thing. Whereas if credit was locked, if it was frozen, meaning that if your credit was password protected so that only you could access it and you can grant authorization or to those who you wanted to access it, then that would stop the problem. But the lockdown credit would mean that Things like instant credit would be gone because that would, you know, instant credit means instant identity theft as we know it. Anybody can, you know, go into a retailer, fill out an application, get instant credit under your name. That would affect the bottom line of a retailer. So they've spent millions and millions of dollars to prevent the consumer from getting that necessary protection. Banks, the exact same thing. Millions and millions have spent in that way. And, this problem could be stopped, but, you know, special interest.
Oh, of course. But that's the name of the game on Capitol Hill. All right, so what should people be doing that I think some people are good at realizing they have to do whatever they can to protect their identity. But you know it. People are slow to catch up to the game. So what are the first couple of things people need to do?
Well, we've heard, you know, a number of times, you know, protect your Social Security number. Mm-hmm. And while that, you know, is something that you should do and you shouldn't just give it out to anybody, it's very difficult to do on your own. But there are some things that you can and should do. For one thing, you know, they say shred. Certainly shred your information. Shred any throwaway data. And basically what that's preventing is account takeover. So if you shred a bank statement, that's preventing a criminal from getting your bank statement in your trash. Prevents them from accessing your bank account. That prevents account takeover. Shredding credit card bills and all that stuff. And then also, you should, you know, protect your PC. Make sure your computer is protected. Make sure you have antivirus and spyware. Make sure your wireless connection to the internet is locked down. Make sure your firewall is set up and all that stuff. Make sure you're not going to rogue websites and simply just entering your credit card information or personal information to a rogue website you're not familiar with, not responding to emails that you receive from your bank saying they have to update your account, or even from a retailer offering these too-good-to-be-true discounts, asking for your credit card information, all basic common sense stuff. But then there's a few things that consumers may not know about. One thing that you should do is consider something called a fraud alert. A fraud alert is something that you can get that basically puts a flag on your credit for 90 days. Mm-hmm. And you can re-up this fraud alert as well. And so anytime anybody tries to open up a new account under your name, that fraud alert will prompt that retailer or that lender to call you first to basically verify that you are in fact with a person that is attempting to open up this new account. Now, a fraud alert is a good thing, but then again, it expires after 90 days. Another thing that you can do is a credit freeze. And a credit freeze is something that you can do on your own that requires a little bit of your time, requires a little bit of understanding of technology, not so much, but enough that you have to go online, you have to search state security freeze laws, right? Just state security freeze laws, search that out. You'll find a website called consumersunion.org. And you click on your state, and it'll show you exactly what you need to do on your own to freeze your credit. Now, credit should be frozen across the board. I mean, there's no question about that. It should be locked down. It's wide open. But you can do it individually on your own. Most people don't even know what a credit freeze is. Do you have a credit freeze yourself?
No.
Yeah, that's something that everybody should do on your own. And then go lock your credit down, and that prevents new account fraud. It prevents somebody from getting your social. Even if they get your social, they can't open up a new account under your name. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing that you do, which it requires a little bit of investment, an annual investment of like $100, is invest in identity theft protection. All these companies out there that are providing identity theft protection all generally do something similar, something the same. What Intellius does is we search the internet 24 hours a day looking for your information. We alert you to that. We monitor your credit reports. Credit report monitoring is a really good thing, because what happens is, let's just say you go to apply for a credit card, right?
Sure.
You apply for a credit card, and you know what happens is that credit is you're authorizing via that application for somebody to check your credit. When your credit is being checked, credit monitoring basically will alert you to the fact that somebody is looking at your credit report right now, that American Express or Discovery or Visa or MasterCard is looking at your credit report right now. So now you have the name of the issuing bank faxed to you or emailed to you. If you weren't the one that authorized that transaction, you make a phone call, you say, hey, this is the actual person who, you know, is the stakeholder, that Social Security number, the person who apparently somebody's trying to open up an account under my name. I don't want that to happen, so you can shut that down before it becomes a problem for you. Without having monitoring of your credit reports 24 hours a day, knowing if there are actually entities out there, utilities, lenders, creditors, and so forth, accessing your credit, then you're just, you know, kind of driving blind. You don't know what's ahead. And your credit these days is your financial health. If you have bad credit, you're going to have a hard time getting a job. You're going to have a hard time getting into schools, having a hard time getting loans for cars and homes and even employment, you know, an apartment as well. So that said, credit monitoring in this day and age is a really effective way to keep tabs on what's going on. If I have the ability to make sure that my credit is good 24 hours a day, that nobody's accessing it, I would want that. I mean, if I had a website that I could go to every day and look at that, that's a really good thing, because in this day and age, you are looked upon and judged based on your credit scores. If you have bad credit, you're not going to get the job because you seem to be irresponsible. That's where we're at today.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All great stuff that you're just telling us. Now, we're almost out of time, unfortunately, but before we fly, Robert, what made you get into this? I mean, you're deep into this. I know you had a company that you were doing similar things. What got you into this?
I'm obsessed with this issue. I was hacked in the mid-90s. My small business was hacked. I lost all kinds of money in credit card fraud. Product went out the door. I saw how easy identity theft was back then. A few years later, in the late 90s, a good friend of the family, a female, her identity was stolen by someone. She got a phone call, your curtains are ready at JCPenney. We found out who did it. It was a woman who had 45 prior convictions for fraud, right?
Wow.
We called the police. They didn't do anything. We eventually got somebody's attention. They caught this woman. She was a career criminal. When she was finally convicted for stealing my friend's identity in 1998, she received a 1-year suspended sentence, okay? She got a slap on the wrist. I said to myself, this is going to be the biggest thing ever. And I've been speaking on it. I've been writing on it ever since. And I've seen it just get worse and worse and worse every single year. People, you know, they have an idea, but they're not doing enough. You got to invest in yourself. You got to protect yourself. You have to read up on this stuff. You got to read articles. You got to search this on the internet. You have to know exactly what you're doing to protect yourself, because identity thieves and hackers, they are fully ramped up, and they're knocking down 10 million people a year.
Yeah, boy, great advice to get to invest and to get some protection from identity theft. Robert, thanks. We'll talk to you again in the future here in America Tonight. You were terrific.
See us online at Intellius.com. Thanks so much.
All right, Intellius.com, some great advice. And go to the website, and if you surf around it, you'll see some of the things that Robert was talking about. All right, on the flip side, we're sticking with the internet, but we're going to talk to Scott Fox about what's going on in his world. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
And on the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three grand hens, two turtle doves.
Well, always one of my favorite guests here on America Tonight. Scott Fox, he's an entrepreneur, you know him from Internet Riches, E-Riches 2.0, and a zillion other things. He's an author, a speaker, and just an all-around good guy, and I love what he's doing now. I got a note the other day about this and about having him on the show, and I thought, of course, we are all over this. 12 Days of Christmas Charity Tweet-a-thon. He's going to have to explain. I know we're ushering him in right now from the very fancy plush green room that we have. Scott, how are you?
I'm great, Kate. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, the 12 days, did you love that 12 days of Christmas, by the way?
Yes. Excellent choice.
I love the thing that you're doing, the 12 days of Christmas charity tweet-a-thon. Explain that to the listeners.
Sure. Well, I'm jealous of the version of the song you found. I've got one for the tweet-a-thon. It's not quite that funny. But anyway, yes. So we're doing it's a charity thing. As your listeners may remember, I'm an online marketing guy and an e-commerce author, and I'm running a charity, like a telethon. It's a daily webcast for 12 days where we're raising money for charity through my website at scottfox.com. But we're also doing it through Twitter. So it's a telethon and a tweet-a-thon. And the idea is to raise money for kids for college scholarships for at-risk youth, but also to show to small business owners that these online marketing tools that I talk about in my books are easy to use and can be fun, and they're free.
Yep, exactly. It's taking advantage, and that's what, you know, the next year, and I think the tail end of this year certainly has been, or actually most of this year, I think the last time we were talking about this, now more than ever, people are starting their own things, and you have to have a website that's working, that's sort of your calling card anymore. I mean, that's just a basic thing, isn't it, at this point?
You bet. I mean, if you're not on the web these days, it's like back in the 20th century not being in the phone book. You just got to be there because that's where the customers are.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Isn't that the truth? All right, so you have all kinds of things going on. Last time I just looked at your website the other day. You have, and I'm veering away from the tweet-a-thon for a second, to talk about clickmillionaires.com.
Oh, Oh, sure.
Explain that. We all want to click and be a millionaire. You know that, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, that's why I started. Thanks for asking. Click Millionaires is actually my private coaching service. It's a membership-only site that I started because my books, people like my books. They've been in a bunch of languages, you know, worldwide, as you know. But books only come out every couple of years, and people want more. It boils down to people don't have a place to ask a question. Like, you can spend thousands of dollars on a lot of these guru sort of products and stuff, and a lot of people are smart enough to figure this out, but they get stuck. So anyway, Click Millionaires is my private site where people can pay. It's a monthly subscription thing, and that's where this idea actually came from. I was helping my members, and I found a good way to help the members, actually, was to do a weekly video office hours where I just show, we do a webcast that the members can watch by video, and I can answer their questions in real time. So if they're stuck in their businesses with marketing questions or e-commerce strategy questions, I can help them out, just like office hours, like when you're in school with a professor. So that's where this came from. And I was using that tool. I said, this is really cool. And it's Christmas. What can I do that would be better and bigger? And I thought, well, this is Christmas. We should give something away. I said, well, let's put it all together. And that's what the Tweetathon is. It's a daily video webcast of me taking online marketing questions. And for every question that's asked, I'll give a dollar to charity, and for every person who's on Twitter that will repeat the message out to their followers and drive people to the show to give more money, I will also donate a dollar. So I'm personally giving away thousands of dollars here to drive traffic and try to raise more money for the children.
So the live questions, like you just said, giving away the money and the prizes and all that stuff to the people who participate by asking questions. Now, to ask questions, do they also have to be, well, they're just tweeting you questions? Right?
Yeah, well, that's right. We've done 2 days so far. We've got a bunch of questions via Twitter. They can also go, the place to find this, and by the way, it's 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, every weekday for the next 2 weeks. So, and the URL is scottfoxshow.com. So it's 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific at scottfoxshow.com. So you can watch the show there, and you'll see me live talking just like I am now. And you can, there's a chat room there that you can ask questions there, or you can do Twitter. And then we found, of course, that there's a lot of people who aren't quite on Twitter yet. They're just still curious about it. So we also arranged that if you go to scottfoxshow.com and you just sign up for my email newsletter and you say referred by, and you write Tweetathon, then we'll give the money that way too, so that way you don't have to already be on Twitter. You might just be coming to learn about Twitter, and that way we want you to be included too.
How's it, just 2 days, how's it going so far?
Oh, it's going great. It's a lot of fun. We have funny people, and I'm not this smart, but I actually picked a time zone. It's amazing, Kate, that the Internet is so international, so we have a bunch of people from the U.S. and Canada, not surprisingly, because it's the middle of our day, but we had people from Austria and France and England, and then people from New Zealand and Australia. I mean, it's like this great big group of people all showing up, and people have been bringing in more prizes, too. So I should say we've got prizes. We've got Amazon Kindle, one of those flip mini camcorders, dozens of books of my books and other books, some jewelry just came in. There's all kinds of stuff to give away too. So
you know what? I want to give you something. I want to put a cell phone out there. I've got a cell phone. Say America Tonight's donating a cell phone. I've got a Sprint cell phone.
Oh,
brand
that's
new.
Fantastic, Kate. Thank you. That's really cool. So I'd be happy to do that. Okay, great.
Let's put that out there too. I think it's great that you're doing that. I hope that you raise a lot of money for charity. The whole Twittering thing, the phenomenon of that, and you and I have talked about this before, along with Facebook, it's just amazing. To me it is, the explosion of just how big it feels like this momentum has taken off in the last really 6 months, even though it's been around before that.
Right, I agree, and I think that's actually, as I mentioned, that's one of the reasons I'm doing this. A lot of people see this wave, and I think they're feeling drowned by it. You know, you try to surf the wave, but they've been swamped by it. But this shows you that you can do this, and you've watched these webcasts. This is not some big Hollywood production. It's me at my desk and a microphone, and we're just talking, and that's all you have to do and you can do this for your own businesses too. And I think anybody that's listening that has a business or is in sales or marketing, these tools, you know, don't be intimidated. You can get out there and do this too, and ideally you make some money and give your share back to charity as well.
Yeah, no kidding. Online marketing and e-business, what kind of questions have you been getting? I mean, for the most basic questions to things that are a little more intricate?
Yeah, absolutely. Some people have been asking about, like, how to launch a website, both in terms of the technology, but also in terms of how to market a new website. Other people are asking, as you mentioned, Facebook. They've been asking how to operate a business presence on Facebook because, you know, Facebook's really designed for individuals more than businesses, so it's a little bit confusing how to do it for business. And then some people have been asking even more technical stuff. One guy even asked some stuff that I had to stop and look it up because I wasn't sure. I mean, there's all kinds of folks, you know, with different levels of expertise, but the bottom line is this is a place to ask questions, and I know a lot of people get stuck, and that's what I want to do. I, you know, I give the profits from my books to charity anyway, so it's really my mission to try to help people understand there's a big opportunity for anybody that's interested in being involved. So and on these 12 days, we'll do it Christmas style and give away a bunch of stuff so that you can get your questions answered and maybe win some stuff, including an America Tonight cell phone.
Absolutely. All right, and so here's the thing, too. Also, you know, you're talking about giving the money to the charities. Part of this is a bunch of the money is going to go for college scholarships for all these kids.
Yes.
There's a lot of kids who I'm sure desperately need it. You know, it's funny. Yesterday, I guess it was, I was watching one of the college football games, and they had two kids competing, throwing the football through this little round hole that was on the field. And I thought the girl was going to jump out of her skin. She got $125,000 for a scholarship. And
wow.
You and I know that now at this point, back when we went to school, it wasn't ridiculous how much it cost you. If you don't get an athletic scholarship or you don't get an academic scholarship, it's just, Scott, you know this, it's just crazy.
Yes.
Some of the tuitions.
Right, the prices have just been going up like crazy. Even what used to be affordable to public schools, the state schools, are ridiculously expensive. And at the same time, you increasingly need that education to compete. So it's a real tough equation for young people these days. And I particularly, this program, I've been doing this myself for about 15 years. I work with disadvantaged high school students who, you know, from at-risk backgrounds who are quite often the first generation to go to college, and they don't really have any role models. Not only no money, but no role models, and they don't know how to do this even. So we work with them, not just money, but to try to mentor and you know, inspire them that this is achievable for them, which,
yeah,
I think is an important cause.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, I have a personal question to ask you. So if people go to scottfox.com, they can see, you know, everything about you. And you also have the cover of E. Rich's 2.0. Is that your house on the cover?
People ask me that all the time. It's funny. It's not. I do have a big deck like that, but that I think that's a stock shot. That even funnier is the cover of my first book. There's a middle-aged guy in a convertible, and people always ask me if that's me. It's like, no, that's not me either.
I knew the convertible one wasn't you, but when I saw the house, I was like, I am going out to Los Angeles because I have to check out that house.
Yeah,
so cool.
Not quite.
All right, so everybody can go to scottfoxshow.com. They can check that out, and I encourage, there are so many people that listen to the show that have their own businesses. This would be great for all of you guys listening to us in South Carolina, in Illinois, in Connecticut, in Kentucky, in St. Louis, all over the place. They, you know, you call, we're talking about business. This is he's the guy to go to. So it's noon Pacific, and just figure it out from there. So 3:00 Eastern.
That's right. Exactly right. Monday through Friday, both this week and next week. And this is not happening forever. It's only 12 days of Christmas. So if it sounds interesting, please do join us tomorrow or as soon as you can.
All right, Scott. Thanks.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. It's always fun to have you on the show. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thanks. Nice talking to you. Good night, everybody.
All right. Scott Fox. Again, I think it's terrific what he's doing. If you're totally confused, and you don't know anything about Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace, all that kind of stuff, he is so the guy to go to, anything with the social media sites and all that. And it's easy if you have a small business, I don't care what it is, even if it's it could be anything. It could be a lawn service. It could be, you know, a cleaning service. It could be a dry cleaners. You have to jump in with some of this because that's where people are getting their information or their coupons or stuff that you might be trying to get, you know, trying to reach them with. You have to get savvy to it. So check out his stuff. Hey, coming up on the flip side, the latest with Tiger Woods. And did somebody nail the score? The mystery will be cleared up next on ATN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Stretch Drive hit time here rather on America tonight. As for nailing the score, shockingly, Andrew Zellner from GSN, tech man from the network filling in for Matt Johnson, did it. 31-24 was the final score, the Giants beating the Dallas Cowboys. He's not eligible for the prizes, but I am stunned that he nailed the score, because nobody has ever done that in the history of this show. They've come close, but nobody's ever nailed it during the football season. As for the latest on Tiger Woods, and I know everybody's sick of hearing about his exploits, and you think that finally we've heard the last shoe that has dropped, the last woman's come forward, the last whatever eyewitness account of some strange, bizarre thing, because now that's what's happened. It's like a feeding frenzy, and it's been, I guess now it's been over a week. The latest thing is that Tiger Woods might have paid one of his alleged mistresses, Rachel Utell, a substantial amount of cash to keep her from going public with her story. In fact, the amount that I heard was $1 million. It kind of makes sense, because an attorney made comments on one of the morning shows that her mother, that Rachel's mother wouldn't have canceled a news conference without a confidential settlement, and that it would be at least $1 million. Well, and then there was a story that said that, oh, no, there's no way he paid that amount of money. So there's a lot of rumors flying around, and then there's a lot of stuff that is just sadly flat-out true. It's got to be rough times for Tiger Woods, but you know what they say about making your bed, and then you got to lie in it, and obviously he's learned that the hard way. All right, coming up, we have birthdays and news you can abuse, but I thought it'd be interesting to reverse things a little bit here and go to a day in history, because it is, of course, December 7th, you know, what the day is, Pearl Harbor, a day that will live in infamy. Sadly, thousands of lives were lost, and America's Pacific Fleet was slammed into pieces, basically, and then all of a sudden the United States was thrown into a war with Japan, a war in the Pacific. And today, and I mentioned this previously if you were listening earlier, the USS Arizona Memorial Visitor Center is there in Honolulu in Hawaii, and you can see, you know, World War II stuff, and of course, more importantly, Pearl Harbor, and there are men that are still buried there in that sunken ship. It is a memorial to the 1,100 men entombed forever within that battleship, the USS Arizona. And it's a very, very strange feeling, I think, when you go out and see that. You have a weird sense of, I don't know if it's calm or something, but something hits you. At least I believe that anyway. All right, other days that... other things that have happened on December 7th and particular years. In 1842, the New York Philharmonic Society gave its first public concert by performing works of Beethoven. In 1925, swimmer Johnny Weissmuller set a world record in the 150-yard freestyle with a time of 1 minute 25 and 2/5 seconds. That was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He went on to fame swinging from vines as Tarzan, of course, in King of the Jungle. If you look at any of that black and white footage, you'll notice it. In 1948, the man referred to as the Babe Ruth of cricket retired in Australia. His name was Donald Bradman. Did not know that. He was the man. Sir Donald was the best cricketer of the 20th century. In 52 test matches from 28 to 48, he scored 6,996 runs at an average of 99.94. Wow. All right, let's give you a couple other quick ones. 1963, instant replay was used for the first time during the Army-Navy game. CBS TV used the new exciting video technique over and over and over and over and over again. Of course, we all know about instant replay at this point. 1970, Harry Reasoner, who left CBS News weeks before, joined Howard K. Smith for the ABC Evening News with their two names, Howard K. Smith and Harry Reasoner. They lasted for almost 5 years. Then there was a disaster with Barbara Walters afterwards. 1973, Sally Quinn, writer for the Washington Post, author and co-host of CBS Morning News, left the program after only 3 months, never to return to the tube. But no sweat for her. She was obviously very well known from the Washington Post days. 1974, Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas. Did you know that's who sang that? Reached the number one spot on the pop charts. It stayed there for 2 whole weeks. How about that? We have birthdays coming up in a few, including, sadly now passed on, Ted Knight. He was born in 1923, member of Mary Tyler Moore Show, Too Close for Comfort, The Ted Knight Show, Caddyshack, Countdown, Psycho. He died August 26, 1986. Do you believe he's been dead that long? Doesn't seem like it to me. All right, let's jump to something else that was pretty intriguing. Talk about those 15 minutes of fame. You know, you had the Party Crashers, of course, at the state dinner, and still people are talking about that. Then you had this kid who very boldly ventured where no one has gone before. The president was speaking just heading into the weekend, and listen to the question that he asked President Obama.
Mr. Obama, I really appreciate how you're trying to stimulate the economy. to help this country out. And I was just wondering, in L-Tricine in college, we've been studying some criminology, and I was wondering if maybe if you checked out some of the statistics about legalizing prostitution, gambling, drugs, and nonviolent crime in order to stimulate some of the economy.
You know, I have to say this. Well, I appreciate the boldness of your question. That will not be my job strategy. But let me say this. What year are you in school?
This is my second year in college.
Your second year. I mean, first of all, part of what you're supposed to do in college is question conventional wisdom. And so you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, which is thinking in new ways about things. The truth is that when you look at our economy, in the same way that we used to be an agricultural country and then we moved to an industrial age.
All right, you get the gist of that. You had to love the question, no question about that. All right, quickly, news you can abuse. An embarrassing blunder for Governor Charlie Crist from Florida, mistakenly directing the parents of uninsured children to call a toll-free sex line. Whoops, who gave him that number? Speaking of phone lines, the truth and the UFOs might be way out there. Who knows what it really is? We've talked about it before on this show. But the British military is not listening anymore. They used to have a UFO hotline. They decided it was not working because too many people were calling in with ridiculous claims. So they pulled the plug on the hotline. All right, famous birthdays. Some music, please, my friend. Donovan Madsen, he's so good, isn't he? Right on cue. Aaron Carter, pop singer, younger brother of Backstreet Boys, Nick Carter, 22 years old. C. Thomas Howell, he was in The Outsiders and a bunch of other movies, 43 years old. Larry Bird, star back in the Boston Celtics primetime. He wasn't a primetime guy, that was really Lakers, but he was primetime in his own way. The Celtics were incredible in Larry Bird's reign, fistful of rings, championships. 53 years old. Johnny Bench, Cincinnati Reds catcher. 16 years he held that gig. He is 62 years old. Harry Chapin, folk singer, composer of lots of cool songs. Helps a lot of charities. 67 years old. Would have been 67 years old, but of course he's passed on. Ellen Burstyn, 77 years old, same time next year. She was incredible in that with Alan Alden. She's been in a slew of other movies as well. You're celebrating a birthday. Hats off. Happy birthday to all of you from all of us here at America Tonight.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th,